Governor Cuomo's been holding campaign-style rallies to promote his paid family leave proposal. The governor's plan would charge workers around $1 a week. In exchange, they'd get up to 12 weeks partially paid leave, receiving two-thirds of their paychecks when the plan is fully phased in. The governor says it's especially necessary for low-wage workers, who he says are unfairly considered a replaceable commodity.
You go to an employer today and you say, I need a few weeks off to take care of my parent, they'll say, take a few weeks. As a matter of fact, take whatever you want, because you're not coming back. You know, that is the attitude.
But the New York State Business Council says the governor's plan would create the most expansive and least business-friendly paid family leave law in the nation. The group's Zach Hutchins says many businesses already voluntarily offer a form of paid family leave through extended vacations and sick time.
We're not opposed to paid time off. We're opposed to mandated paid time off, and especially mandated leave that doesn't conform with existing federal standards and adds a significant paperwork burden and compliance burden, especially for small businesses.
Hutchins says the governor's proposal is more generous than the three states that already have paid family leave. New Jersey and California both offer 6 weeks paid leave. Rhode Island offers just 4 weeks. And he says the 12 weeks do not have to be taken consecutively, which could be difficult to manage.
So you could have an instance where, you know, you own a small welding company and you have a skilled welder who he takes 2 days here, comes back to work, then all of a sudden it's 3 weeks off, then comes back to work, and then it's 4 weeks. You get the point. And, you know, that makes it really, really difficult for that small business owner to be able to hire replacement help and then to be able to plan out jobs and availability.
Hutchins concedes that Cuomo's plan, which would be paid for by workers, is better from his point of view than a proposal in the legislature. That would instead draw money from the state's Temporary Disability Assistance Fund, which is financed partly by employers. Hutchins says if New York State were more business-friendly overall, maybe it would be easier to accept a mandated paid family leave. But he says the state still has among the highest taxes and costs associated with numerous government mandates.
There's rankings that come out many times a year from different organizations, and New York State is always at or near the very bottom.
The paid family leave is a double whammy to businesses who are already anticipating the passage of Governor Cuomo's budget proposal to phase in the minimum wage to $15 an hour. Business council leaders have already indicated they could accept the higher minimum wage in exchange for more business tax cuts, something that Cuomo has also proposed in his budget. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.